This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Google's announcement that it's ending Google Reader is a minor annoyance to some. On the New Yorker's website today, Joshua Rothman writes that he felt a wave of nostalgia and logged back in an exploratory spirit to see all the unread posts he's missed in categories that were once important to him. For others, though, the end of Google Reader is a big problem, especially as Zach Seward writes in Courts for Iranians who've used Google Reader to get around government censors. Zach is here to talk about this. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
So first, explain what RSS is.
The simplest way to think about RSS is as a raw feed of a website's latest articles. Just the headline, the text of the item, not much more than that. And you give an RSS reader that feed, along with the feeds of many other sites, and it allows you to much more efficiently churn through hundreds, perhaps even thousands of posts in a short period of time. As you might imagine, then, it's sort of a pro tool for the web. It's not commonly used, but for certain people, myself, other journalists, nerds, it's very popular. It's an important tool.
So how is this affecting Iranians?
In Iran, it may be a much bigger deal because RSS readers, and specifically Google Reader, are used to circumvent internet censorship.
How so? How does that operate?
Well, on a technical level, Google's servers, which go and fetch that feed, the raw data that I was talking about earlier, those servers are located in the U.S. or another country that's free from Iranian internet censorship. So as long as an Iranian web user has access to Google Reader, Google takes care of the rest and gets access to websites that might otherwise be blocked.
Isn't the Iranian government blocking its web users from even getting to Google.com?
Oddly enough, they're not. Google and its various services has been blocked at various points. But just last year, for instance, the government took away, blocked access to Gmail, Google's popular email service, and a week later rescinded the block following an outcry. I mean, even in Iran, that's a cat and mouse game, and pushing it too far leads to a backlash. So Google Reader has remained unblocked in Iran and therefore making all of these other websites pretty accessible.
Google is getting rid of Google Reader because it's not very popular, as New Yorker's Joshua Rothman concedes. Why didn't it catch on?
Well, in a sense, RSS is too complicated. As a concept, it powers much of the web and will continue to for a long time. A lot of what you see on websites is in the back end powered by RSS. But RSS readers for, humans like me and you, as I said, it's a pro tool. I love it. It is, very useful for people who need to look through lots of information in an efficient manner. But that doesn't describe a lot of us. And a lot of people have said that with the advent of Twitter and Facebook, RSS readers are just not as necessary, that they can rely on their friends to share the links that they want to see, and they don't need to read everything. They just need to read the one or two selections.
So they're allowing their friends to curate their interests rather than them making these selections themselves and then having to take that extra step of going in to their RSS reader and paging through.
Exactly. I mean, think of RSS reading as a river of news. It's just a relentless river. Certain personality types are going to love that.
Yes.
Most of the web are happy to have it curated for them.
Zach Seward writes for Courts, a global business news site at QZ.com. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
This is WNYC.